This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Phase 1 of the Noida International Airport at Jewar in Uttar Pradesh today. The airport has been developed at a total investment of around 11,200 crore rupees. The inauguration of this airport marks a significant milestone in India's journey towards becoming a global aviation hub. More from our correspondent.
Noida International Airport is among the largest greenfield airport projects in the country. Phase 1 of Noida International Airport has been developed at a total investment of around 11,200 crore rupees under a public-private partnership model. The airport will initially have a passenger handling capacity of 12 million passengers per annum with scalability up to 70 million passengers per annum open full development. It features a 3,900-meter runway capable of handling wide-body aircraft along with modern navigation systems including instrument landing system and advanced airfield lighting to support efficient all-weather round-the-clock operations. As a sustainable and future-ready infrastructure project, Noida International Airport aims to operate as a net-zero emissions facility integrating energy-efficient systems and environmentally responsible practices. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Jewar, Gautam Buddh Nagar.
Home Minister Amit Shah has said that despite global disruptions arising from tensions in West Asia, daily life in India has remained unaffected and the country has managed the crisis effectively. Speaking at a private media summit in New Delhi last evening, the Home Minister said the government sustained efforts to strengthen and preserve petroleum reserves over the past decade have ensured stability in supply. Mr. Shah highlighted that while several countries have witnessed sharp increases in fuel prices, India has maintained stable supply with almost zero impact on petrol and diesel prices.
In Europe, the price of petroleum product has increased by 20 to 30%. In Australia, it has increased by 18%. In America, it has increased by 17 to 34%. India is probably the only country where there has been no major increase. The Modi government also reduced the burden on citizens by cutting excise duty. There is no other country in the world that has taken the entire burden of the crisis upon itself.
In West Bengal, the Election Commission of India, ECI, has published the second list of names pending under the adjudication process as part of the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rules. Voters can check if their names appear using their EPIC number on the website of the state chief electoral officer or through the ECI Net app. Former Nepal Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli was arrested this morning over his alleged involvement in last year's deadly Gen Z protests. His arrest comes a day after Balendra Shah took oath as the country's youngest Prime Minister. According to the chief of the district police range in Bhaktpur, Superintendent of Police SP Surya Bahadur Kharka, the former Prime Minister was arrested from his residence. Former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak was also detained along with Mr. Oli. In Odisha, at least 5 persons, including 4 women, were killed and more than 40 others injured in a tragic road accident in Nayagarh district late last night. The accident took place in Hanuman Ghati, where a private tourist bus carrying around 60 passengers from Berhampur to Harish Shankar lost control, rammed into a roadside rock and overturned. On receiving information, police teams along with fire services and emergency personnel rushed to the spot and launched a rescue operation. The 19th edition of the Indian Premier League IPL cricket will get underway in Bengaluru this evening. In the opening match, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The two-month-long tournament will continue till the 31st of May. And on the fourth day of the inaugural Khelo India Tribal Games in Chhattisgarh, competitions in swimming, weightlifting, football and wrestling will continue today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.